Cut up the wires and spread out the presses. This is an unnews special report with your correspondent, L.J. Eggert.
Tonight's story, Australia's Aborigines, sorry for all the killing and stealing and stuff. It's February the 14th, 2008, Datelong, Canberra, Australia. The entire nation of Australia has issued an historic apology to the Aboriginal people who once resided there before the current residents stole their land. "We're really truly sorry about this," said Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. "The raping and the pillaging and the killing of your ancestors, we all feel just terrible, really. Authorities think this is a huge step in the right direction for Australia making things right, but it is only the beginning." "The apology itself is just symbolism," said noted scholar Brooks Arthur. "What follows is what counts." Australian officials have promised that this is only the first step in what will be many gestures towards the Aborigines. Among other things, Australia will have a skywriter to spell out, "We're sorry," and will have a bouquet of daffodils, their favourite, delivered to the Aborigines. "There's really nothing they could do to make up for the fact that they killed my great-great-grandfather and stole his land," said Aborigine Mikchita Lohandu. What name is that? "But the flowers were really a nice touch." "We're very serious about this," said Rudd. "We may have raped their women, but the power of forgiveness overcomes all. Aboriginal rights groups, such as the Aboriginal Right Now group, have immediately ceased all protesting following the heartfelt apology from Rudd. While Aboriginals remain disenfranchised in Australia, the groups note that the apology warmed the cockles of their hearts and the sorry means everything to us. Still, there's a long way to go," said Arthur. "The Aboriginals deserve, at the very least, some compensation, and at best, all of their land back." When reached for comment, Rudd noted that there's no need to be hasty. First things first, in this apology, it's a very good thing. This has been Unnews' LJ Lego reporting.